What I also find to be so fulfilling is I do want to encourage women who are ambitious and, you know, and men as well. And, you know, not all of us have sort of these great role models in our lives, right, or maybe people who encouraged us in the past. And I'm fortunate that my parents were very encouraging and very supportive. But I think that it's really important that people know, like, you're capable of so much. You're mentally so strong. We're mentally very resilient. We can do hard things. And so, you know, go after what you want. Go after what makes you feel good and fulfilled.
Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership.
Welcome or welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and y'all know that I love my beauty products. I am totally a foo-foo girl, and I'm 44 years old now, and I've been spray tanning since I was about 26 or 27, and my boyfriend's partner makes fun of me when I get on to him about having, like, you know, artificial fragrances in his house, or, like, I'm like, oh, it'd be better if you did this, and he's like, you literally paint your body with toxins. And I'm like, you're right. So today's guest has solved for that problem. I'm like, mind your business. I'm fine. Not really. I've been actively searching for products to replace that and also do it at home because I don't love what's around me. So when I saw that our guest today was on the docket to interview, I was like, yes, 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 yes. So today we have Lauren Rampolo Becott, and she is a founder and chief creative officer of Pure Glow. So let me tell you about her full bio to give you her professional background. Today's guest has a mission to redefine the industry standards surrounding sunless tanning and wants to provide a pure option for customers looking to unleash their inner glow, and she wants you to never give up on your dreams. As the founder of Pure Glow, her goal is to transform an entire industry with the highest standards for sunless tanning services, with non-toxic ingredients, a health-focused experience, and flawless results. Read, you don't come out looking like an Oompa Loompa. That last. Also read, doesn't only last 3 days, and then it starts coming off of you in weird ways, which is what I'm struggling with. She has self-funded her own research in developing an organic and clean formula that naturally reacts with the skin's melanin to mimic a natural tan. Y'all, I can't. At Pure Glow, they're modernizing the sunless tanning experience for anyone who wants to routinely protect their skin and improve their overall appearance in minutes. Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, Lauren. You're my new hero.
Thank you so much for having me, Amber. It's so wonderful to be here.
So I just have to ask, like, straight away, what was the thing? What was the moment that you're like, I'm figuring this out. I'm launching Pure Glow?
That's a great question. So it actually started, I was living in Southern California, and I had basically become privy to the fact that cosmetic chemistry had really been making some advances where you can use the active ingredient, dihydroxyacetone, which has been used for almost 60 years now, but you were actually now able to get so much more believable looking results. And so when I initially kind of learned more about that, my first next question was, okay, amazing, more believable looking colors with this safe ingredient, but I'm still not going to put a bunch of junk all over my skin. It's just, you know, I'm not going to put vanity before that. So that really set me down this path of learning more about, you know, what are the inactive ingredients? What are the other active ingredients in these formulations that, you know, that make them work? Because I was really, really encouraged and excited about how far sort of this primary ingredient had come in terms of looking a lot more natural. So from there, I very quickly realized, wow, you can use not only really, you know, sort of simple, safe, pure ingredients, but you can use naturally derived and certified organic ingredients, and they're really going to work. And so I initially, you know, once I kind of heard about, hey, you have the innovation piece, hey, you can potentially use really safe, simple ingredients, I kind of really didn't turn back from that point. And that's really what put me on my journey to where we are today.
So like most bombshells, we have a problem. We want to solve it. And then we're like, I bet I'm not the only person who has this problem that wants it solved. So maybe this is a business, right? I mean,
100%.
Oopsies, I started a business. I love it. So I've noticed, and I know that we even have apps, and my daughter's this way, and my hairdresser's this way, and we all have like the clean app where you can search for a product and see if it's clean or not. So there's really been this insurgence of innovation for clean and organic beauty products, and it is transforming the industry. And this younger generation coming through, you know, you'll see even on like the Sephora's and the Ulta's, and in their comments, they're like, I really love this product. I just wish it was clean. I don't know if I can stick with it. Like, you can see it in the reviews. So why is now the time that all of this, we're starting to lean more towards the natural and organic side of things?
So I think people really, you know, people are becoming a lot more aware of what they put on their skin, what is in their products, what is in the food that they consume, you know, really sort of, you know, what is in their cleaning agents at home, their environment. And so I think that people are just becoming a lot more aware of the fact that there are ingredients out there that may not be necessary to the efficacy of what we're using and what we're trying to accomplish, but can actually be quite dangerous. And so, you know, if sort of these larger bodies like the FDA and other sort of governing bodies are not doing the sort of protection and testing for us, then, you know, what can we do? We can shop for our values, right? We can learn how to read an ingredient list. We can learn a little bit about, you know, maybe ingredients that are tied to data that, you know, makes a compelling argument that this is something that should be avoided. And so I think really, you know, overall, people are feeling very empowered, and places like your Ulta's and your Sephora's and your Credo's really understand that there's a huge opportunity to help the consumer better understand what they're, you know, what they're choosing, reading labels, et cetera, when they're making a purchasing decision.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not just that it's happening. It's that the retailers are supporting it and making it clean or clear, where you're not having to be a scientist in order to decide what you're going to put on your face. And do you think it's just that like the research has gotten there? Do you think that it's because of like our generation is raising the younger generation to care about these things? And like my daughter's 27. Granted, I had her when I was 16 years old, but even, you know, people younger than her, or even, you know, slightly older, they're the ones really demanding this. That's it's a shift in like market demand, right?
Yeah, it's quite powerful. And it's really, it's funny, I was just talking to somebody earlier this week about how I really commend sort of this Gen Z. There's a lot of things that they do really well and that are really admirable. And I think one of them, you know, this is a great example of one of them, is they're so much more aware. I think there are probably a couple different things driving this. I think one, more and more individuals are having experiences where they're quickly learning that things like ingredients and things that they might be exposed to could be contributing to, you know, certain, you know, behaviors or health issues or allergies or sensitivities and things like that. So I think this in general, so many more people are experiencing sort of side effects of some of these, you know, less than desirable ingredients. And that's really pushing people for themselves to, you know, to learn a little bit and make better choices for themselves personally. I think, you know, anecdotes like that will certainly, you know, kind of be shared amongst friends, and then really through all these social media platforms, you know, are really beginning to, you know, amplify on your things like your TikTok and your Instagram and your YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So I think on one hand, a lot of people, you know, firsthand are finding like, wow, I'm really sensitive to a lot of these things. Like, I wonder why that is. You know, kind of a same sort of journey that you might take if you're eating something and you feel like it didn't really agree with you. Or maybe you're finding that, you know, you're really having a different sort of like mood swings and things, and you begin to look at your diet. Like, could that be contributing or what, right? What habits in my life are contributing? So I think, I think a lot of this is you know, so very much related, sort of what you put in your skin, what you put on your body. And so I think it's, you know, it's a few different things, but I think it might be more than really just sort of value sharing from one generation to another.
Yeah. And you made such a great, and I want to kind of unpack this in a couple of different ways, but you made a great point that this generation does have the TikToks. And I mean, not that we, like, I'm Gen X, baby Gen X, but not that we don't care about those things, but we didn't have the platform that is TikTok, which is so powerful to really express our expectations, to share this knowledge and that sort of thing. So it's like a combination between understanding, learning, being sick and tired of being sick and tired, and then also being exposed to recommendations and things like that. You know, this is probably a good time. My audience is, for the first time, we're talking about a product on the show because I really believe in it and it's helped me and is helping me. One thing that made me go, oh, when I saw that you were coming on the show, because of course everybody knows I just show up and interview. Amy picks people out. Jean does everybody does everything except for me. So I can't ever take credit for it. But I get really excited when I get to talk to smart people like you. I have 7 autoimmune disorders. I have mental health challenges, which I manage. It's all managed. Like I don't walk around like, you know, with a walker and I'm falling apart and I don't live a big, high capacity life. But I look for things to help me manage my anxiety, my OCD. You know, these are things when you have complex CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, just from so much trauma throughout your life, you know, it's something you have to manage. So what I put on my skin matters to my autoimmune disorders. What I put on my skin, if I'm not feeling well, if I'm drained, that's not good for my mental health. That's not good for me as a businesswoman, as a mother, as a friend, you know, all these roles that we play. And so one thing that we've added to the show is Magic Mind. It is just a little shot that you take. It's all natural. There's no garbage in this whatsoever. Boost energy and focus, crush procrastination, and elevate mental clarity. But I want to tell you about a secret ingredient in here. And I discovered this in 2020 when I was traveling. I bought some sleep gummies and I was like, what's L-theanine? Oh my God, it is Xanax. It is natural Xanax. It is magical sleepy. It's the thing that makes your brain go to enable the melatonin to then kick in. So I started researching that. Well, that's in this. And so if you're an anxious person, this is something to get you out of your anxiety. And I woke up this morning and I was anxious because I've got 9,000 things to do. And also my amazing partner, when I told him that, he just stopped what he was doing. He prayed over me. So that was probably part of it. And the other part was I went and took this and the rest of the day's been great. So if this is of interest to you, you can go to magicmind.com/bombshell, put in the code bombshell20, and you'll either get 20% off your one-time purchase or 56% off your monthly subscription if you wanted it auto-shipped to you, which isn't for everybody, but you get a bigger discount. So again, this will all be in the show notes, amberhurdle.com/podcast with an S, but what a great connection because I'm obsessed with what you're doing. I'm obsessed with what this does for me, and I'm just really excited about it. So back to Pure Glow.
Really kind of just like popping off of that, you know, it really is about, you know, when you focus on just a few pure ingredients that are, you know, ideally on processed and things like that, I'm a big believer that, you know, the efficacy of those ingredients, what they're supposed to do can work. And so I think that, you know, we definitely draw some parallels, you know, a lot of parallels to, you know, nutrition and things in terms of how these, you know, ingredients are supposed to perform their function on the skin.
And for self-tanners, self-tanners unite. Like we all didn't get the darker skin complexion. And I live in Florida, so I'm in a bikini like all the time. But for what you do, and hear me, bombshell, when I say this, when we self-tan, we are putting that over the largest organ in our body. We are covering from head to literal toe, nostrils, ears, everything. You're putting this on your body. I'm preaching to the choir. I'll be the pot. You guys can be the kettle. And so like, that's why I want you to understand there's so many things going on here with Lauren is A, she went after her dream. B, she solved a problem for herself that she could solve for everyone else. And C, it ain't easy. So like I guess that's where I want to go next, because the entrepreneurship's not for the faint of heart. And so I know you've faced a lot of challenges as you've been, you know, doing this and creating Pure Glow, which is, you know, you have in-person spray tan salons for better studios, whatever you want to call it. What were those big challenges? And then how did you overcome those challenges to get to where you are today?
Sure. Yes. That's a big question. So yes, there have been a lot of big challenges along the way. I think probably, so initially when I started sort of, you know, early on in the business, I really wanted to do sort of a feasibility analysis. So I was really passionate about organic ingredients. I was really passionate about sort of a whole different approach to airbrush tanning and sunless tanning. And so I decided, instead of, you know, before I took on, you know, sort of huge loans, huge leases, you know, lots of sort of, you know, making these sort of fixed expenditures, I just rolled out with a concierge model. So we traveled, you know, myself and a small team would travel directly to individuals and ask them all these questions. You know, does this matter to you? Are you looking for a healthier option? You know, how does this feel in your skin? You know, I'm going to contact you in a week just to see how it's feeding, how it's performing, how you feel, what your experience was. And so did a lot of sort of due diligence initially as we were sort of rolling out, you know, in the early stages of what Pure Glow became. And you know, and that in itself was much more difficult to execute than, you know, it might seem. So Boston is a tremendous maze. There is no organization in terms of how the streets are laid out. And what we were basically doing, we were so busy from day one, which was so incredible and such an incredible validator. But we would basically traverse the city. You know, in, you know, one appointment would be in one neighborhood, another appointment would be in another neighborhood. We were sort of fighting traffic and getting there and parking and
get out of here.
It's not easy. And so just sort of, you know, just to get to a point to really prove the concept was a tremendous sort of challenge in itself. We also had the year, I think my second or third year in business was the year that we had unprecedented snow. And so snow alone, literally, like I had all this permanent damage on my vehicle because we had just incredible the amount of snow. There was nowhere to put it. We just had walls of snow, everything everywhere that turned into ice. And so you add, you know, sort of a concierge mobile business to that. And it was, I felt like I had never worked so hard in my life.
I just feel like there's so many listeners right now who have their own version of like the absurdity of getting things off the ground and like the what you have to do in that initial startup stage and the suck it up that you've got to have and that endurance and the belief in the product and remembering your why. Like I could just envision you with your posse and your spray tan, like trying to find a parking spot in the inches of snow and the cold and like trying to manage the time it takes to get everything. But like you totally Kendra Scotted it, like, right? So Kendra Scott's backstory, if you're unfamiliar with the brand, it's an amazing jewelry brand and one of my favorites simply because she had her little box of jewelry that she would just go around town and knock on people's doors and be like, would you carry my jewelry line? And now she's like taking over the world and she's got this whole give back part to her business. And it's a requirement that each store has a give back, a certain amount that they give back, a certain percentage. Like, I just see you as that person hoofing it around Boston, getting this off the ground at 24, right?
Yeah, at 20. Yeah, at 20.
Self-funded.
Excuse me, 26. 26 is really when I moved back to Boston and really started kind of getting things going. So, it's true. And I think in addition to that, you know, you need to believe in yourself, which can sound really cheesy, and you know, but you need to be practical about, you know, things. And then, you know, and to some extent too, like, you know, let things progress. And, you know, at some point, you know, having little deadlines in your mind. So, you know, hey, 8 months in, 9 months in, you know, am I where I should be at this point in time? Yeah. Do I need to pivot? Right. And so, you know, business is ever evolving. Everything is changing. I mean, life is, but I think it's really important to believe in yourself because it's really hard to take a risk. And you know, to some extent too, I think another thing that's helpful to keep in mind is you have to be willing to do the grunt work. You have to be willing to do a lot of the work that maybe isn't really what drives you and really isn't the core of, you know, sort of where your strengths are. But you have to do everything. You have to build a foundation. And so there will be a lot of, you know, maybe things that are very difficult and unsexy, but they're it's such an important stage and exercise to really ensure that you're well positioned for, you know, what might be next.
100%. I'm so glad that you said that. I'm not sure many of our guests, and our guests are as authentic as you. I mean, we don't put on airs. We keep it real. Like, that's one of my favorite parts of this podcast. And I know our listeners agree. But to your point, like, in the early days, like a lot of business experts will say, like, stay in your lane, only do what you're great at. Well, when you've earned that right, when you've created the revenue to hire somebody to, it's like, I always tell people, You got to do all of it, all of it. I don't care what it is. If you hate it, if you suck at it, you better get on YouTube and figure it out. Like, you, it's you. This is your business. You have to do it. And then the first hire, don't hire 10,000 coaches and 4,000 programs and that you're never going to finish. Like, start stopping away the money so that the thing that you hate the most, that takes you the most amount of time, hire for that. Get that off your plate. And then keep fire. I have a list that says fire myself of all the things that I don't want to do anymore. And then that's the next hire, is the stuff that is operationally needed, but is not the highest and best use of my time as CEO.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, that definitely depends on, right, on how you, you know, how you get started, right? So I was self-funded. I was bootstrapping. I needed to do it all myself, right? I didn't have that cash flow, or the cash flow that I did have, I wanted to reinvest it into different parts of the business. So So I didn't sort of have the ability and the budget to really invest in other people. So you have to be scrappy. You have to do everything. I couldn't agree more. And then once you do that, you find success, then you now have the privilege of being able to hire for things that you don't want to do or you can't do as well that are really going to elevate the business. But it's really a multitude of so many calculated decisions and trade-offs and sacrifices.
But I always say my favorite way to learn is the hard way, but boy, do I learn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's always so much easier to look back and be like, wow, I learned so much. In the moment, you're just like, oh, this is the worst. This is really stressful. This is really challenging. But then you also, you do feel so much more accomplished once you have that behind you, because you know you can do hard things and no one can take that away from you.
Amen. Amen. Now, speaking of challenges, you had breast cancer in 2021, not too long ago, yet you still managed to keep things going. That was a life-threatening, scary as all get out season for you. So how did you emotionally, mentally, and literally physically keep your business going while also taking care of a body that was attacking itself?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's a good question. It was, I think for me that year, 2020, 2021, the pandemic was really the first massive obstacle and challenge, being a solo founder, being self-funded, being an unmarried woman. I didn't have a lot of sort of things to fall back on as others would, or some peers of mine. And then, about a year into it, I get this, this chronic diagnosis. So it was a little bit of adding insult to injury, but I think of course now I can look back and I can laugh. It was a very difficult time, but I think really the biggest thing, the way that I got through it, which is a little bit of a sort of a theme of kind of what we've been talking about today, Amber, is you really just need to be mentally strong. You have to mentally tell yourself, this is temporary. I am going to feel better. I am going to be healthier. I am going to be able to run my business the way that I want to run it. I mean, especially, during the pandemic, I always managed the business very, very prudently. I knew we would get through the storm. I should say that initially it was hard to know that, because we just didn't know what the heck was happening and how people were going to take care of themselves. And right, there were so many unknowns for so long. But of course, now looking back, it's incredible how much stronger we've come out of sort of my illness and the pandemic. But really, I think you have to rely on yourself, and you have to, again, sort of believe in yourself. It's pain is a mental game, right?
That's right.
Stress is a mental game. It's all business is a mental game. Managing yourself, playing, all the hats, managing your team, developing your team. I mean, like you said, you teach yourself everything. And so, you really need to be mentally strong, and you need to be confident in yourself and just know that, I'm not going to be in treatment forever. There's a finish line of when I'm going to be finishing treatment. And then there's a finish line where my body's going to heal and I'll be back to normal. In terms of, to address your question about, keeping things going, it was a lot of pivoting. There was a long period of time where people didn't want to work. And so that was incredibly challenging and became, or I should say, continued to be challenging, quite, far, really for us, definitely into 2020, 2021 and into 2022.
Such a hit to small businesses that didn't have the corporate cushions or the bajillion investment dollars. Like those of us who are small business owners, we're just on our own.
On our own entirely, not knowing how to navigate. Yeah, very, very difficult. But, you know, I remember having a conversation in the middle of everything. And, you know, it was just, it was emotionally, I was in a very difficult place. And I remember having a conversation with my therapist, and she said to me, or she asked me, you know, if you lose everything you've built, if you lose Pure Glow and everything you've been doing since, oh my goodness, end of 2014, how confident do you feel that you will start something new, pick something up, do something else? And I really surprised her. I didn't skip the beat. I like 100% confidence I will be successful in the next venture. Like there's no doubt in my mind, you know, not just because I'm ambitious, but I only do things 110%. And I know that I'm capable, and I know that everything is figure outable. And so I think that that's really, I think, an important message for, you know, for people. You know, anyone can do anything. Like really, it just, it, you know, might take longer. It might, you know, you might have different challenges and obstacles, right? But like, you know, life is not a race, right?
It's
really about how do you be honest to yourself? How do you do meaningful and fulfilling work and, you know, stay true to yourself and, you know, live this life as best you can. Yes, we do need to all support one another. So work does become a big part of our lives. But I think we're so lucky with sort of technology and the gig economy and the way that, you know, things are just changing, where there's so much opportunity to go into business for yourself now that didn't exist before. And so many ways in which you can get, you know, your product, service. And, you know, again, I'm the biggest promoter. And if you believe in yourself and you're smart and you're, you know, approaching it in a thoughtful way, you can do anything you want.
Yeah. I just absolutely couldn't agree more with you. I mean, everything that you're saying is exactly what I would tell people. But I think the biggest, like, as you were talking and I'm processing, what bubbled up for me is what I say is, like, to myself, is this is really hard. It's okay to feel overwhelmed at times. But remember, Amber, you have 44 years of evidence proving that you can figure it out. You have 44 years of evidence that no matter how far you fell, you found your way back up to the top. So just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that message. I mean, even in the midst of cancer, you were like, let me get my head game on. It is a mental game. My personal trainer in Tennessee / brother, I mean, very close friend of mine, we used to work together at a gym years and years ago. He would want like three more deadlifts out of me, and I thought I was going to die. And he'd be like, the body is strong, but the mind is weak. And you would think it was the other way around, but he's right. Like, our bodies are capable. It's our mind that gets in the way. And, yeah. And we've got to have that mindset, that strength and that fortitude. And I just celebrate you, Lauren, for not only, you know, solving this great problem, one that I'm particularly interested in myself, and then also like using your journey to help other bombshells forge their own path and believe in themselves and see you as a guiding light. Like, I love that you're doing that, Lauren. Kudos.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I think, you know, there's so much about sort of my career and building Pure Glow that I find to be incredibly fulfilling. But what I also find to be so fulfilling is I do want to encourage women who are ambitious, and, you know, and men as well. And, you know, not all of us have sort of these great role models in our lives, or maybe people who encouraged us in the past. And I'm fortunate that my parents were very encouraging and very supportive. But I think that it's, you know, it's really important that people know, like, you're capable of so much. You're mentally so strong. We're mentally very resilient. We can do hard things. And so, you know, go after what you want. Go after what makes you feel good and fulfilled. You know, this is, you know, we have this one life, and what's, you know, a little scary is that we don't know how long we're going to have. But I think that it's really productive to, you know, to find that thing for yourself and go for it, because, you know, no one else can do that for you. Right. And, you know, it's up to us. We are, you know, we are what we want to pursue. And you know, I think it's brought me so much joy, continues to. I learn a tremendous amount all the time. I will always be learning. And, you know, I'm really excited about the way, you know, sort of our recent announcement with Pure Glow that we're going to be launching our franchise system is that, you know, now we're, you know, a huge part of sort of why I wanted to go that route is that we can really empower individuals like myself, like yourself, who want to kind of create their own destiny and be their own manager and grow and build something to open their own Pure Glow, you know, anywhere in the country. And so we're, you know, we've had such a wonderful reception. We have a couple owners who've already committed, and we're chatting with a number of others. And so I think that, so hopefully before long, we'll be in Florida near you and North Florida before long, and, you know, and all over, you know, to really accommodate all of your listeners. But I think that it's, you know, it's really amazing. There are a lot of incredible ways to go into business for yourself and create your own destiny if that's something that you're drawn to and, you know, and really, you know, makes you sort of feel good and feel right.
Okay. So if you're a listener in the Venice, Florida or the Northport, Florida area, and you're interested in this, I will personally coach you if you bring it to my area. I promise. So that's exciting. That's so great. What a path and what a journey. And so I'm extra excited to ask you my final question I ask every single guest, and that is, what parting piece of advice do you have for a bombshell, a bold, brave, unwaveringly confident woman in business? Not to forget our bombshell boys, but we're speaking to women, and then they get to kind of glean what we're talking about.
I think my advice would be, don't take no for an answer.
I
think, you know, some days when I'm really having a tough day, it's because somebody said no, right? We only have a budget. We have to accomplish this thing. We want to work with them. We can't afford it. Whatever. You know, there's so many, I feel like, no's in, you know, your professional and your personal life. But that doesn't mean that you have to take that as the, you know, the end, the thing.
Right.
You know, I think that it's really important to, you know, to figure out how do you get to yes. And to know, you know, there is a form of yes that is there, you know, how do I make that happen? How do I solve this problem? So, you know, there's so, you know, the world really opens up when you don't take no for an answer.
I love that. I'm going to sprinkle that over me and take that in myself. Well, if this is a no, then how do we get to yes? I love that. So y'all know I haven't gotten up on my soapbox lately, but I'm going to start. Okay, so you can find Lauren at pureglow.com. There you can go to all the socials and everything. They've got a great Instagram page. But we're business women, and so where do we talk about business? That's LinkedIn. So go find, she's Laura Rampello, which is Rampello. That's how you find her on LinkedIn. So connect with her there. Follow her. See what her business advice is. Watch her journey. Learn from her. And if you want to think about a franchise and you want it to be something that is pure and something that you can trust, then how do they reach out to you for that type of opportunity?
Yeah. So for that opportunity, our website, so pureglow.com/franchise, is going to give you a lot of great information to help you learn a little bit more about, you know, what is a franchise? What does the support look like? Is this an opportunity that is for me? That's really the best place. And then please do follow us on LinkedIn. We'll have lots of great updates. And then for me personally, at Lauren Rampello Becott on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to follow you there as well. Okay.
I love that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your experience and your bright light on the show. I couldn't appreciate it anymore.
Well, boy, Amber, thank you for bringing us all together and facilitating these conversations. It was so lovely to be on, and, you know, thank you so much.
For sure. Okay, Bombshell, you know what to do. Go find, go follow, learn, share this with the friend who needs to hear Lauren's story or who maybe might be looking for the right business for them. And most certainly, give our show a rating and review so that other Bombshells can find it easily, because the little SEO gods and this just got a lot of reviews gods look down and go, oh, we should tell somebody else about this when they're searching for podcasts for women in business. And our Bombshell boys, I don't say it enough, thank you so much for your support. You're our allies, and we love you so much. It is so great to know that there are men who care enough to understand business through a female perspective, that you tune into this show and listen to guests like Lauren, so that when you go out into the business world, you have perspective and empathy and compassion, and also you know how to push us because we need it, and we just do it differently than the guys do. So thank you to our Bombshells. Thank you to our Bombshell boys, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out thebombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.